A good report day to you all. Mike Zuzulo here at Global Commodity Analytics on this October 11th, 2018. Please remember there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. The impact of cycles or current events on prices may be already factored in the market. I will be in the office all day. I will not be going to Rotary, obviously, because USDA's numbers coming out. Starting the outside markets, we've got a setup like we've had the last couple, 3 months, where the outside markets are supporting the grain trade and the commodity markets in general. The dollar was down sharply earlier today. President Trump started talking down the dollar by hammering on the Fed and the Fed policy late yesterday afternoon. He said specifically, this is not about me and China and the trade sanctions as far as why the stock market's correcting. It's because the Fed's essentially off its rocker. And I think that really hit the dollar trade, and it lost a lot of confidence in dollar bulls. So we actually saw a two-week low earlier in the session, the dollar index, went down to its 100-day moving average. It did hold that 100-day moving average, and that's going to be a big number right underneath the 95 level for the lead month index. CPI, the consumer price index, came out this morning weaker than expectations, and that follows the producer price index yesterday that was weaker than expectations. So dollar found some deflationary look to that and actually found some support off of that. This also brought back the stock market, which is trying to trade higher. The problem is that the crude oil is still down about $1.20, led by the London market. So we'll see if that has anything to do with the stock market starting to fall back again, especially if that VIX indicator, the market volatility indicator, goes back positive on the day. In other words, I'm saying I don't think that the stock market's out of the woods yet. I don't think anybody would want to say that it is, knowing that we still have quite a bit of trading. But notice that the low yesterday or last night in the overnight trade for the lead month S&P was 2747, very close to that major support line I outlined in the video yesterday afternoon. So we've got a setup here where, like most of the last 3 months of reports for USDA, I think there is a fertile soil here for the grain markets to find support. What do we need? What do I want out of the USDA report for the grains? I don't want any yield increases, especially in the soybeans and even in the corn for that matter. It's expected in the soybeans that we're going to go over 53 bushels. It's not as much expected in the corn because the average estimate is right around that 181.8, just about a half a bushel higher than where we were in September. But I don't want the idea that the trade has right now, that I think they have, big crops get bigger, to be supported by USDA figures. I was asked this morning, well, with all the bean problems, with all the corn problems, with all the weather problems we're having right now, couldn't the yields actually go down, especially with beans being lost in the field, with pods popping out and water-damaged beans? I think that's exactly what could happen, especially if we turn as cold as these models are starting to suggest. Does that get picked up on the satellite imagery? Does that get picked up on this big new way the USDA pushes out the yield in essentially real time by zooming in on the fields and zooming in with satellite data? That's what we're going to have to work through the next 3 months. And that's why I'm trying to be so nimble with the hedge recommendations, essentially hedging the paper and trying to let the cash basis work higher, because the premium is in the futures, discount is in the cash, because of not only the crop size expectations, but the trade sanctions. Technically, what I would like to see is lead month beans hold above 840, that major support level. Wheat get above 525 on the close, and soft red wheat. And that, I think, would allow the corn to finally break above 370 on a closing basis. As for U.S. ending stocks, I don't publish those anymore to the news wires. I'm right with the trade in the wheat at 950. I'm underneath the trade in the corn. No change from September at 1.83 billion. And on the beans, I'm right around 875. I'm slightly higher from my September estimate simply because of the grain stocks report, but I'm not as high as the trade right now because I'm trying to give demand a chance, because we have seen a little bit more extra demand from some unknown sources, i.e. Europe. So that's where we're at in the grains. We also saw some corn cancellations this morning. That probably is limiting the effects of the corn to go higher until it waits on the wheat in the report. Over in the livestock, it's pretty simple math to me. The Fed Cattle Exchange on Wednesday sold zero out of 1246. The cash continues to suffer here. We have no direction in the cash market, so the funds have control. I think the grocery store featuring that I've seen this week, though, for both beef and pork appears very strong, and I'd say stronger than normal in terms of prices of discounts. It's attractive prices that I'm seeing in these grocery store ads. that came in on Wednesday's paper. I think it's especially supportive for the beef because of the technicals, because of the fun length, and because of the pork loin dropping yesterday pretty substantially, and the packer break even. So I'm optimistic the cattle can fight here. That 156.30 in the lead month feeders is a key support level. That was last week's low. We went through it, but now we're back above it. Hopefully we'll get above 113 in the October fats, and that will support us further. That should do it for now. Call me with any questions. Talk to you after the report. Email will come out afterwards.